Right, so get this. You can donate directly from your IRA to charity, completely tax-free. It's called a qualified charitable distribution, QCD for short. And it gets even more interesting if you're 70 and a half or older. Today, we're going to explore how you can use a QCD to support an organization called the NEO Fund, which makes small loans to entrepreneurs in developing countries.
Yeah, and what's fascinating about the NEO Fund is that your donation, it isn't just a one-time thing, you know? It keeps making a difference because as those loans get repaid, the money is used to fund more loans and so on. It's a real gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, that's a pretty cool concept, but let's back up for a sec. What exactly is a QCD and how does it work?
So imagine you have money just sitting in your traditional IRA and you want to support a worthy cause. With a QCD, you can tell your IRA custodian, kind of like the bank where your IRA lives, to send money directly to a qualified charity. And if you're 70 and a half or older, the IRS says, hey, we're not going to tax that distribution.
So you're essentially bypassing taxes on that money altogether. That's a pretty sweet deal. But why is that especially beneficial for people over 70 and a half?
Well, think about it. As you get older, you might be in a higher tax bracket, especially once those required minimum distributions kick in, RMDs, at age 73. A QCD lets you satisfy those RMD requirements while giving to charity and potentially lowering your taxable income.
That's a triple win. Lower taxes, supporting a great cause, and fulfilling those pesky RMDs. Now, tell me more about this NEO Fund. What makes them so special?
So the NEO Fund focuses on small loans to entrepreneurs in places like India, Guatemala, and Nicaragua. These aren't handouts. They're investments in people who have the drive and ideas to build a better future for themselves and their communities.
I can already see how that would have like a ripple effect. One small loan helps someone start a business.
Right.
Which creates jobs, boosts the local economy, and so on. But you said something earlier that really piqued my interest. This idea that a donation to the NEO Fund keeps on giving. How does that actually work?
It's because of the revolving loan model. Let's say you donate $5,000 through a QCD. That money might help a woman in Guatemala start a weaving cooperative. As she repays her loan, that $5,000 goes back into the pot to help another entrepreneur, maybe a young man in India, who wants to open a bicycle repair shop. Then his repayments go on to help someone else, and so on. Your initial donation could end up supporting countless businesses over time.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. It's like a chain reaction of positive change. You know, I bet our listeners are starting to think, okay, this sounds amazing, but how do I actually do this? Can you walk us through the process of making a QCD to the NEO Fund?
Absolutely. It's much easier than you might think. First, you need to make sure the NEO Fund is a qualified charity, which they are. They have that 501c status, which essentially means the government recognizes them as a legit charitable organization.
Okay, so they've got the official stamp of approval. What's next?
Then it's simply a matter of contacting your IRA custodian and telling them, hey, I want to make a QCD to the NEO Fund. You'll need to provide the NEO Fund's name and address, which I'm sure we can get for our listeners.
We'll definitely share that information.
And the custodian will handle the transfer directly from your IRA to the NEO Fund.
So it sounds like you're basically cutting out the middleman, the IRS. And sending your donation directly to the charity.
That's exactly right. And to make sure everything is squared away, it's a good idea to get an acknowledgement from the NEO Fund that they received your donation and check with your IRA custodian to ensure the QCD is reflected on your tax forms.
Good point. You definitely want to have all your ducks in a row, especially when it comes to taxes. Now, I know we've talked a lot about the mechanics of QCDs and the NEO Fund's awesome work, but let's zoom out for a second. What's the bigger picture here? What's the real impact of supporting an organization like this?
It's about empowering people to break the cycle of poverty and build a better future for themselves and their families. We're talking about helping someone start a small bakery in India or a carpentry shop in Nicaragua. It's giving them the tools and resources to create something sustainable, something they can be proud of.
And it's not just about the individual, right?
Yes.
It's about the ripple effect on their communities as well.
Absolutely. When you support a small business, you're supporting the local economy, you're creating jobs, boosting incomes, and helping to revitalize entire communities. It's like planting a seed that grows into a thriving ecosystem.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And this is where that gift that keeps on giving aspect really shines. Imagine your donation helping not just one entrepreneur, but a whole chain of them over time. It's like a legacy of positive change.
That's the magic of the NEO Funds model. It's sustainable and self-replicating. Your initial gift keeps working long after you've made it. creating a ripple effect that extends far beyond a single loan.
I think that's a really powerful thought for our listeners to consider. It's not just about making a donation. It's about investing in a better future for everyone. Now, I know we touched on the ease of setting up a QCD, but could you just quickly recap those steps for anyone who might have missed them?
Sure. First, confirm your eligibility. You need to be 70 and a half or older, and the funds must come from a traditional IRA. Then, choose the NEO fund as your recipient. They are a qualified 501c3 charity.
Right, so make sure they have that 501c3 status, which means they're a legitimate charity in the eyes of the IRS.
Exactly. Then contact your IRA custodian and request a direct transfer to the NEO fund. You'll need to provide their name and address. It's as simple as that.
And to make it even easier, we'll provide that contact information for the NEO fund at the end of this deep dive.
That's a great idea. Now, before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on something we haven't discussed yet. The NEO Fund doesn't just provide loans. They also offer business coaching and support to their borrowers, helping them develop the skills and knowledge they need to succeed.
So it's not just about giving them money. It's about empowering them with the knowledge and guidance to build a sustainable business.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach that ensures the success of these entrepreneurs and maximizes the impact of your donation.
You know, this whole conversation has really opened my eyes to the power of QCDs and the incredible work the NEO Fund is doing. But I think there's one key takeaway that I hope our listeners will really take to heart. It's this idea that a QCD to the NEO Fund, it isn't just a donation. It's an investment. An investment in the potential of these entrepreneurs, their families, and a more sustainable world.
Yeah, it's like planting a seed that can grow into something. Truly remarkable.
Oh.
And remember, even a small loan can have a life-changing impact.
Absolutely. So if you're 70 and a half or older, have a traditional IRA, and are looking for a tax-efficient and meaningful way to give back, I encourage you to explore supporting the NEO Fund through a QCD.
It's a simple act with the potential to create a world of good.
Now remember that contact information we promised. To learn more about the NEO Fund and how you can support their work through a QCD, you can reach out to Ron Hockley. His email address is ron@theneofund.org, and his phone number is 971-263-8868.
Don't hesitate to reach out. He's a wealth of information and would be happy to answer any questions you have.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought. Imagine the ripple effect of your donation as it helps multiple entrepreneurs over time. Where could your QCD make the biggest difference?
It's a powerful question to consider.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into QCDs and the incredible work of the NEO Fund. We hope you learned something new and are inspired to make a difference. Until next time.